A recently installed piece of public art near downtown Appleton has stirred a big conversation in the community. Some negative comments from those who oppose it say it's plain ugly, juvenile, belonging in the landfill, even the ugliest piece of art they've ever seen. Others say it's not appropriate for the neighborhood, but they'd be fine with it elsewhere. Supporters of the sculpture in its current place say it lends character to Appleton, and it's nice to have some local modern art without having to drive to a big city to see it. Appleton's Municipal Services Committee voted to rescind the city's approval of the placement. Paul Bobrowitz is a sculpture artist based in Colgate, Wisconsin. His piece is called The Collective, crafted from salvaged propane tanks. His six-acre outdoor gallery located near Holy Hill in southeastern Wisconsin is open to the public to visit. Paul, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure being here.
Well, can you describe The Collective to us? What are we looking at here?
Well, think of a human head formed using individual propane tanks cut into face shapes. And my thinking in making this piece was that it's a compilation of all the influences in my life that have made up me, as well as the collective unconscious, all those who have gone before us that influence our lives in ways that we don't understand.
And now we've got this in place, and it's started a conversation. What's it like to hear this back and forth, some very critical, some very positive about this work you put out there?
Well, the conversation or the controversy has grown legs, more so than any other sculpture that I've ever created in my 30-some years of doing this. I can see both sides to it. I also think that there are issues similar to banning books that come to the mind with this conversation. Art, in my mind, is a reflection of the person looking at it. Everybody takes their own personality, their own thing from a piece of art. And it's good that a piece of art stimulates conversation. That's what it should do. It should stimulate emotions, make you think about it, make you feel something. If it hasn't done that, then it's not your thing. Well, if it brings negative thoughts to your mind, then are those negative thoughts a reflection of who you are?
Now, some people have said, you know, this is okay as public art. It's just in the neighborhood. It's kind of a strange fit. What do you think? Could it be somewhere else and that might be a better place for it? Or is it the fact that it was in a neighborhood where you wouldn't expect it part of the story here?
Well, I wouldn't call it a neighborhood. It's along a main thoroughfare, College Avenue. It's in a sharp curve in the highway just before the bridge and the College Avenue crosses a river. I suspect that the reason there's a space here, the grassy strip where it's placed, is because there were probably a lot of accidents on that curve in the past, so the adjoining residential streets have all been dead-ended and can no longer connect to College Avenue, hence this grass strip where it's placed. And I understand that one of the goals in placing this sculpture there, not only it being a very busy place where a lot of people pass through and an entranceway to the downtown area, but the fact that people might slow down and there might be fewer accidents at this sharp curve in the highway. And I understand that is, in fact, happening. So there are good things from this.
Paul, there is a chance it would be moved. There's been so much attention and interest in it. Do you think it'll still find a home in a public place, even if it isn't where it doesn't stay where it is right now?
Well, I understand that there is action, that it is going to be moved, and that it will, in all likelihood, find a new home somewhere in the Appleton area. We'll see what happens.
And, Paul, I've got to say, I think if I were in your shoes, I would not be as, I don't know, patient and as understanding as you are. This is something you put a lot of work into, and you seem very even-keeled about the controversy.
Well, you know, this piece, I created it I finished creating it not too many weeks before it was selected by the committee for Appleton's appearance. And it, even when it was here in my driveway, and you have to go through a subdivision. I live in a residential area. And my neighbors walk their kids, walk their dogs through my property. I have visitors here on a daily basis. This piece got more reaction from people coming here than any other piece in my 6 acres of sculpture. And there's probably, I don't think I'm exaggerating when I say there's hundreds of sculptures here. And not all of the comments were negative. The negative comments that I did hear while I was here were more of the nature of I did hear it's scary, but more of the nature that is amazing, and not necessarily in a positive way.
Well, Paul, thank you so much for talking to us about it today. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
That's Paul Bobrowitz, sculpture artist based in Colgate. He created the piece, The Collective, crafted from salvaged propane tanks. It's on display for now in Appleton, maybe going to move soon. Elizabeth Carlson joins us now for a look at the role of public art. She's an associate professor of art history at Lawrence University in Appleton. Elizabeth, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
Have you taken a look at this sculpture, Elizabeth?
I sure have, yeah.
What do you think about this reaction? It's gotten a lot of attention, for better or worse.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised, actually, at the amount of attention that it's gotten.
And we've seen over the years, I think of the Joe Louis fist in Detroit that initially people were not wild about, but it's become kind of an icon. Do you think if something like this could sit in place for a while, you know, it would be an attraction in the area and maybe less controversial over time?
I mean, it could. I think one of the signs of success of a public art piece is the conversation, and sometimes that conversation is around controversy. So there's many, many examples of that. I think one of the more famous ones is the Calder sculpture in Grand Rapids, Michigan, which is it's a large red sculpture just called The Calder. It has a title, but I don't think most people know it by that title, and it's now become part of the branding of that city. And there's, the Bean in Chicago would be another example, which is Anish Kapoor's Cloud Gate. But that was not necessarily popular by most people when it was first installed. And now it's, people go to Chicago to see the Bean and to take their photo in the Bean.
Can you talk about the role of public art in a community? What goes into why it gets there in the first place?
I think there's a long history in the United States of the importance of public art. That would be mostly publicly funded art. Now, it probably should be said that the collective is privately funded. So it's not people's taxpayers' dollars going into it. And I think that often is the root of the controversy. But in the 1930s, we see a lot of public works with the federal arts, the Federal Art Project, the Public Works for Art Project under the New Deal, Roosevelt's New Deal. Those works were largely there to educate, to beautify. But as you move into the 1960s, there are sort of new goals for public art, and it's very clearly stated that it's there to ask the public to see the landscape in a new way. And sometimes that way is not the way we want to see it. But it's not the goal, I don't think, in most public art today is really to beautify. And so I think there's sometimes a conflict there in sort of when we say public art, there's multiple publics. And the public can view it, as Paul said, any way they want. But I often think that the goal of public art is to ask the viewer to sort of see the landscape in a way that they're not used to seeing it. So I think that it's possible. I think that when you have controversy, it brings the community together. So I think it could be it could be something that we look upon fondly in Appleton in 5 or 10 years.
Are you hoping, if it does get moved, and it sounds like it might in just our last few moments, Elizabeth, are you hoping it does end up finding a home in Appleton or nearby?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think this is a sign of a successful public artwork. That there's controversy.
Elizabeth, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That's Elizabeth Carlson, Associate Professor of Art History at Lawrence College in Appleton. She joined us to talk about public art's role in a community after this sculpture. The Collective has gotten a lot of controversy in Appleton. We also heard from the creator of The Collective, Paul Bobrowitz.